Never miss an episode of The David Glenn Show. Search David Glenn Show on iTunes and subscribe now.
Okay, so the Clemson Tigers are your college football national champions, and the perspective questions come rolling in. Was the Atlantic Coast Conference most famous for men's basketball and other sports actually the best league in America in college football this year? Not just those Tigers at the top, but the quality depth of the league. I'll answer that one. And speaking of perspective, in the history of a 64-year-old league, the Atlantic Coast Conference, is this the deepest the ACC has ever been on the gridiron? I have the answer to that one for you as well. Why? Because I've been around a long time. And if you go back to the early 1990s, here's what the college sports world looked like. The ACC in basketball in the early 1990s was viewed as often the most prominent league and sometimes the national champion. UNC once in the 1950s. NC State got one in 1974. Carolina, Michael Jordan and friends under Dean Smith in 1982. And then right after that, it was Jimmy V and the Cardiac Pack, the Wolfpack winning the national title in hoops once again, 1983. By the early 90s, the ACC really ramped it up on the national scene. Remember, back to back to back, 91 and 92, Hurley, Leitner, Grant Hill, Mike Krzyzewski's first NCAA titles at Duke, back-to-back for the Blue Devils, but it became back-to-back-to-back for the league in men's basketball when Dean Smith got his second, 1993, Eric Montross and friends. The Atlantic Coast Conference, 25 years ago, was running off three consecutive national titles and launching itself from one of the most prominent leagues in men's hoops across the NCAA to what has become known as, not every single year, but overall the number one league in all of college basketball on a routine basis. So that's hoops. What did the world look like in college football 25 years ago? Well, here was the bottom line. Yes, there was the rare example of an ACC team winning it all. Clemson, Danny Ford, 1981. 35 years ago, yes, that did happen. But that was the exception, not the rule. And in the early 1990s, 25 years ago now, as the ACC in hoops is going from great to even greater with three straight national titles, the ACC in football was being described by many, and I mean fairly, accurately described, as Florida State and the Eight Dwarves. In the early 1990s, yes, FSU got a national title in football. Bobby Bowden, 1993 season. Seminoles were brand new to the ACC in the early 90s, and they already justified their presence for a league that has expanded repeatedly for two main reasons: upgrading football, expanding TV markets. That sounds like a new theme, similar themes in the early 90s when the ACC went from 8 to 9, adding Florida State for the same two reasons: expanding to new geography, the Sunshine State, and yes, trying to upgrade football as it went in the old days from just as important as men's basketball in the financial TV market world to nowadays, football is responsible for like 80%+ of a conference's TV dollars in those deals with ESPN or ABC or other partners. So 25 years ago, ACC three straight national titles in men's basketball. 25 years ago, Seminoles get one in 93 for Bobby Bowden, but it's still Florida State and the Eight Dwarves on the gridiron overall. Fast forward to today. Not only can you make the argument, and I believe it's a winning one, that just this year, the SEC deserves the championship belt over the longer haul in football, just like the ACC deserves the championship belt over the longer haul in men's basketball. But for a year, you can make the argument that the ACC was best this year, led by Clemson and its national championship. And the evidence also suggests that this is indeed not just speculation, not just some dude's opinion, but you can back it up when you say that this is the deepest the ACC has ever been in the sport that matters most financially and otherwise, football. How do I back that up? Well, unlike 25 years ago, when it was Florida State and the Eight Dwarves in football, Think about this year in college football as it applies to both. Was the ACC really best overall? And how deep is this league? Has it ever been deeper on the gridiron? Back in August, there was a first in the history of ACC football. This league had never in its 64-year history had two of the top four ranked teams in the preseason polls. Now, you might say that's only polls, that's just opinion, that's just hype, that's just uneducated speculation. Well, it was a first, and the reason I mention it, Clemson was number two in the nation in the preseason polls. Florida State was number four. It reflects the perception of ACC football. When you go 63 years never having two of the top four in the preseason polls, that reflects the perception of your teams. There was a year Florida State and UNC ended up in the national top five, but the perception of FSU and the Eight Dwarves presented preseason polls or even early season polls from showcasing the ACC in football the way it has almost every year in men's basketball. But let's fast forward. You might say polls don't matter. I get it. You go from a historical first in the preseason, Clemson number two, Florida State number four. Never before had this league and that sport had two of the preseason top four. To the end of the season, Clemson wins the national title, and it's another historical first for ACC football in 64 years. You cannot find another four-year period where the Atlantic Coast Conference in football had two undisputed national champions. You can say it now. You could never say it before. There was one stretch that I covered where Georgia Tech shared a national title in 1990. 3 years later, Florida State got that 93 national championship. That's close. But that was the closest thing to a heyday. Now, present, today, the last 4 years, half of those national titles in football were won by this league, the Atlantic Coast Conference. It was Florida State under Jimbo Fisher after the 2013 season, and it was just Dabo Swinney, the Clemson Tigers, after the 2016 season. That's two out of four undisputed national champions in both cases. Ohio State and Alabama got the two in between, for those who were wondering. But that's ACC 2, SEC 1, Big Ten 1, Pac-12 and Big 12 mostly watching. The ACC over a four-year period has two undisputed national champions on the gridiron. That has never happened until now in the history of a 64-year-old league. Keep this in mind as well when you contemplate the question of whether it's just hype or whether the ACC really is deeper than ever or the ACC really was better than the SEC this season. You start with Clemson over Alabama. The ACC was 10-4 head-to-head against the SEC this season. 10 wins, 4 losses, including 4-1 in the postseason. Folks, I've covered this league for 30 years. You do not see that result very often. ACC over SEC, not in football anyway. 10 wins, 4 losses, head-to-head for the Atlantic Coast Conference over the almighty SEC. National top 25 of the final polls, nobody had more than the 5 from the Atlantic Coast Conference. Others also had 5. Nobody had more than the ACC. Clemson number 1, of course, Florida State 8th. Virginia Tech, Miami, and Louisville also finished in the national top 25, and a couple of others also came close. That's 5 top 25 teams from the ACC. 9-3 in the postseason for the ACC, including those 4 head-to-head over the Southeastern Conference. Nobody had a better bowl record than that among the Power 5 leagues. Clemson 31-0 over Ohio State. Clemson over Alabama for the title. Florida State over a top 10 Michigan team from the Big Ten. Miami over a top 25 West Virginia team from the Big 12. Virginia Tech over Arkansas of the SEC. Georgia Tech, Boston College, NC State, Wake Forest also won their bowl games this year. When you go 9-3 in the postseason as a league, when you go 10-4 head-to-head against the SEC overall, 4-1 in the postseason against the Southeastern Conference, you get to brag that for 1 year, maybe only 1 year, You were the best that college football had to offer, especially when you're led by the team that won it all, the Clemson Tigers. When that was the SEC, fair-minded, smart, reasonable people gave the SEC the benefit of the doubt. When they won seven straight national titles, when they dominated the ACC head-to-head, when they often had the best postseason record, nobody claimed it wasn't the SEC as the king of college football. Well, those same indicators this year, folks, favor the little old Atlantic Coast Conference, that basketball-first league that hasn't often deserved these accolades on the gridiron, but absolutely positively does this time. And one more thing before we tie a bow on the 2016-17 ACC football season. Look forward to National Signing Day. Get jacked up about the ACC's usually prominent place in college basketball and other sports. One more thing. Is it just hype? Is it just exaggeration, hyperbole? Is it just the goofball talking heads needing a headline to chew on when they say the ACC in football, not only better than the SEC, not only the national champion, not only 9-3 in the postseason, not only 5 of the top 25, not only head-to-head dominating of the SEC, but beyond that, is it fair to say that this is the deepest the ACC has ever been in the sport of football? The answer is yes, not because it sounds good, not because it makes you feel good. The ACC used to be great at finding little talking points that made it sound like it was making more progress in football. It was mostly hype then. It was mostly exaggeration. It was well-intentioned people employed by the Atlantic Coast Conference who were sent into a room and told, find anything that'll make us look better in football. And they had to dig up what they could dig up. Now they don't have to manufacture evidence, folks. Just look at the facts, and it'll lead you to the same conclusion. The Atlantic Coast Conference right now has not one super heavyweight the way they did with the Bobby Bowden glory years when they were fairly ridiculed as FSU and the Eight Dwarves. They have two super heavyweights. Florida State under Jimbo Fisher, Clemson under Dabo Swinney, along with Urban Meyer in Ohio State, along with Nick Saban in Alabama. They are among the super heavyweights of college football, and there is no debate. In the last 6 years alone, Jimbo Fisher and the Seminoles have three ACC titles and one national title and have competed for others. In the last 6 years alone, Dabo Swinney and the Tigers have the same. Three ACC titles, one national title, and have competed for others. Now, you might say, oh, that sounds like six straight years where it was either Clemson or Florida State winning the ACC title, competing for the national title. You're right. It is six straight years since the Hokies got one at Virginia Tech back in 2010. However, two super heavyweights beats the heck out of one. Ask anybody in college football. Ask the Pac-12 when it was only Southern Cal. Ask the Big 12 when it was only Texas or only Oklahoma or only somebody else. Ask the Big 10 when it's frequently been only Ohio State in this year or only Michigan in another year. Two super heavyweights make you matter infinitely more than when you have only one, including for most of ACC history. Beyond the two super heavyweights, what does the ACC have? How about Louisville? They just produced the Heisman Trophy winner in Lamar Jackson, and they have averaged almost 10 wins a year while coached by Bobby Petrino. How about Virginia Tech? They just went 10-4 in Justin Fuente's debut, winning a Coastal Division title and a bowl game along the way. How about Miami? The Hurricanes just went 9-4, beat a really good West Virginia team in a bowl game. And that's in year one under Mark Richt as their head coach, who happened to average about 10 victories a year at Georgia while in the SEC. Not hard to imagine that he'll have the Hurricanes building in the near future and beyond. UNC, Georgia Tech, Duke, what do they all have all in common? In the not-too-distant past, they have had at least one season of 10 wins or more to go with a Coastal Division title and an appearance in the ACC title game. That's a lot of depth behind the Tigers and the Seminoles, folks. That's Cardinals, that's Hokies, that's Hurricanes, that's Heels, that's Devils, that's Yellow Jackets. Pitt is hoping to build on 8-5 records in years 1 and 2 under Pat Narduzzi. There are more stories beyond that of hope and optimism and some evidence to go with it. There's absolutely no doubt that this is the deepest the ACC has ever been in football. And at least for 1 year, there's also no doubt that the ACC not only produced the national champion, and kudos to you, Clemson Tigers and Dabo Swinney, the other evidence suggests 9-3 in the postseason, 10-4 head-to-head against the big old SEC. The evidence suggests for at least this year, the ACC was also the king of that bigger college football universe, and that is music to the ears of anyone and everyone who cares about the ACC for all or part of the last 64 years.
Miss the latest edition of the David Glenn Show? Get caught up at accsports.com/David Glenn.